Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 94:17. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Somebody said, unless the Lord.
Unless the Lord.
There's more revelation here than you might think. Why? It's not why the Lord do this to me. It's not why the Lord let this happen to me. That's asking the wrong question. It's just like Peter walking on the water. Anybody remember Peter walking on the water? How'd it happen? Jesus comes in the night walking on the water. They saw him. They thought it was a ghost. They cried out. He said, it's me, it's me. Peter said, if it's you, tell me to come out there. Jesus said, come on. Peter stepped out of the boat and begin to walk on the water. How many believe it happened just like that? He began to walk on the water. But then he took his eyes off of Jesus, got to looking at the winds and the waves, and began to sink. Would it have been right for him to say, Lord, why'd you cause me to sink? Millions are doing it. Lord, why did you put this on me? Why? No, no. Unless the Lord is holding you up, you're going to sink, right? The loss of gravity and the density of water and air, unless something is holding you up, you're going down. The Lord doesn't have to do anything to put you down. All that happens, if He stops holding you up, you're going down. Can you see what I'm talking about? We need to turn this around. It's not, Lord, why did you make me go down? It's why weren't you able to keep holding me up?
That's right.
And as we know from reading the account, whose fault was it? Jesus didn't change. It was Peter that took his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. The Lord's not making you go under. We need to get our language fixed. The Lord's not doing these things to people. But unless He holds us up, there's enough curse and stuff in the world, you're going down. Without Him. Thank God we're not without Him.
Amen.
Psalm 124. Psalm 124 verse 1. What does it say? If the Lord hadn't put all these problems on us, we could have a pretty good life. No. It's the opposite. What? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, and he says it again, verse 2, in case you didn't get it, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they'd have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The proud waters had gone over our soul. How many believe, in spite of our shortcomings in the country, if it hadn't been for the Lord, there'd be another flag flying over us. If it hadn't been for the Lord, and it's not that the Lord is putting evil people in the world and causing them to do bad things against us, it's here. And unless He keeps us, we'll be consumed. We'll be devoured. And it's a serious thing to try to take Him out of everything. If you take Him out of the school, you take Him out of the government, you take Him out of everything, remove His words, remove prayer, then are you committing it to Him?
No.
You're doing the opposite. And if it's not committed to Him, He's able to keep less and less of it, which is one of the reasons why we need to pray. We need to believe God and not be ashamed. Not be ashamed. There is only one God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. There's only one Savior. His Son, Jesus. Hallelujah, the Anointed One. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Yeah, but y'all don't embrace all other religions. Can't. You cannot be a serious Christian and embrace other religions. Because Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except by Him. No other names, no other ways. We all are just narrow-minded and saved. The Lord said, there's a broad way, and there's a lot of people in it, but they're going off the end into destruction, and there's a narrow way that leads to salvation. I know it's not popular. I know it's not all-inclusive, but you got truth, and you got fantasies and lies. Then the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. I tell you what. Y'all are easy to preach to. I tell you.
Yes.
Fella can't preach to y'all. He just needs to have his preaching papers pulled. He just. Y'all help me so much. Well, we're in this together, aren't we? If it hadn't been for the Lord, what would have happened? Our enemies would have destroyed us. They'd have swallowed us up quick. We'd have been overwhelmed. Verse 6, blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Now this language is throughout Scripture. The Lord keeping and protecting versus the Lord leaving you in the hands of your enemies because you have rejected Him. We want to be in the center of the palm of His hand. Is that right? We want to be in the center of His perfect will and plan. The way that happens is not just assuming that He's controlling everything. We must come. He said, I stand at the door and what? Well, is He going to be inside with you and communing with you unless you yield to Him, unless you open the door, unless you invite Him in? No. No. You've got to invite Him in. It's not true that God is involved in every bad thing that's going on the planet. The truth is, unless you ask Him in, unless you invite Him in, unless you commit it to Him, He's not involved at all in many of these things. I know that's different than some people have thought, but set aside previous opinions. Can you find it in the Word? Can you find it in the Scriptures, what you say you believe? Blessed be the Lord. How many would shout today? As a country, as a family. Hallelujah. Right? Our state. People go, well, there's a lot of problems. It could be a lot worse. Yes. Don't you doubt it. Yes. It could be terrible.
Yes.
There are places in the world where people are living in refugee camps because their houses and their cities have been destroyed.
Yes.
Thank God for the mercy of the Lord.
Yes.
We've not been given into the hands of our enemies. He's still keeping us.
Yes.
There's enough salt. There's enough light.
Yes.
There's enough faith.
Yes.
It's not 100%. I wouldn't say it was 85, but there's enough salt and light in this nation.
Yes,
and enough praying people and believing people that God is keeping.
Yes.
He's kept us to this present hour, and He will continue. I'm not going to quit believing, are you? I'm not going to quit submitting to Him.
That's exactly right.
So He will continue
yes.
to keep us.
Yes.
He'll keep the whole thing for the church's sake.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, He will.
Yes.
You remember, don't you remember He told Abraham He'd spare the whole city
yes.
for a handful. Is that right?
Yes.
That's the kind of God He is.
Yes.
So merciful. So good. So gracious. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, blessed be the Lord who's not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped. as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers, the snare is broken and we are escaped. Hallelujah. We have no idea how many traps the devil set for us. Maybe you fell into a couple, but thank God for the 98 you didn't fall into. He worked and tried and tried and tried, but if you submit yourself to God enough and commit it to Him to keep, He calls you to notice the trap right before you stepped into it. Thought, whoa, whoa, don't go there. Don't do there. You need to fly out of here, little bird. So you just, you fly out and you didn't get snared and you didn't get trapped and you didn't get destroyed. Because the Lord kept you. We're escaped. Verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Psalm 127. 127:1. I wanted you to hear these phrases. Unless the Lord. Unless the Lord. Unless the Lord. And here, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain, build it. Except the Lord, keep the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain. Thank God for preparation. Thank God for people that are willing to do their jobs. Thank God for all these things. They're all important. But unless the Lord's involved in the thing, it can be for nothing. So is He? If He's involved in everything, you wouldn't say, except the Lord. Right? If He's behind everything, if He's involved in everything, you wouldn't say, unless the Lord, because it's Him in everything. The truth is, the things that He's actually controlling are the exception. Didn't the Lord tell us, pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? If everything that's happening down here is God's will, why would you need to pray that the will of God be done? You know where the will of God is being done? In heaven. How much crime do they have there? Come on, help me out. How much poverty? How much disease? How many plagues? You know why? Because God is in control. There. Down here, not yet. I know people that make them mad when you say that. But again, 2 Corinthians 4:4, the devil is the god of this world. But not for much longer. I said, not for much longer. Not for much longer. There's going to be new heavens, new earth, wherein is no curse.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thank you.